This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control here toll free. We spent most of the first hour talking about money transmitting, bitcoins, Silk Road, various different aspects of that. And the liberty movement is becoming more and more persuasive to people out there. There are big names like Ron Paul and, of course, smaller names like Free Talk Live, where, you know, we're getting out there, getting the ideas of freedom into people's heads. And as a result of all this liberty motion, there are some people that are feeling kind of threatened by that. Now, we've pointed out before here on Free Talk Live, by the way, the we includes me, Ian, tonight.
Alan.
And Daryl.
Multiple times we have pointed out how when you do activism, when you get the ideas of freedom out there in a way that is effective, in a way that brings people in a way that gets people interested, or at the very least gets them talking, you're going to see pushback. You're going to see people upset about that. You're going to see those people who are upset about that. You're going to see them do some nasty stuff. Some of them will lie. They'll make up things about you, or they'll make up things about the liberty movement. They'll make up, you know, false ideas and start spreading those. They'll make up lies and misinformation about the people who are within the movement and start spreading those. We've seen that happen here in Keene. And I think that there are some people who believe that, oh, you guys in Keene, you're just doing it wrong. If you did it my way, if you did your action, your politics, or whatever it is that is the critique of the moment, the critique du jour, if you did it my way, then you guys wouldn't come up against the opposition. You'd have been freer in Keene now if you'd just done it my way. There's a lot of people.
You think there's
critics.
Opposition in every group?
That's my point, is that there are a lot of people who are critics of the way some of the activists do things, like up here in New Hampshire, specifically here in Keene. But I think most of those people have never been part of a movement that has been as effective as the activists in New Hampshire, and specifically in Keene. And so they don't know what it's like once their ideas start to actually penetrate into the populace, once their activism becomes visible. Because in a city like New York, for instance, or, you know, Sacramento, large cities, you're not going to be as noticeable as you are if you're in a place like Keene, New Hampshire, with population 25,000. FreeKeene.com, the website that I created here, and Daryl, you're one of the bloggers for it.
Yes.
FreeKeene is one of the more popular blogs in New Hampshire, let alone Keene. It's the only blog that I know of in Keene. Maybe there's something else out there, but I've looked, and there's not really much else in the way of blogs here. There's the newspaper website. There's the radio station website. But Free Keene's one of the only news sources in Keene.
So
there's Stop Free Keene.
SFK isn't a news source?
I guess you're right. Stop Free Keene's a blog. Thanks for
properly, Stop Free Keene!
With three exclamations. And you were actually muting yourself, and thank you for that.
And backed away from the microphone.
Yeah, I appreciate the mic technique there. But my point generally here is that when you start having an impact, people are going to get upset about it. And the liberty movement, while on a national scale it hasn't had an impact in any meaningful way, like, you know, liberty people haven't been elected, okay, somebody's going to argue, Rand Paul, well, he's not really a libertarian person. He won't even use the word libertarian to describe himself. So, taking him off the table.
If he does use the word libertarian, it's always immediately followed by Republican. It's always libertarian-Republican. It's never libertarian standalone.
So, taking him off the table, there's nobody else really worth, you know, talking about that's doing anything nationwide. And if there is, please bring that to the table and let us know. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. I did hear recently, just as an aside before we get to the story about from Salon.com, there was a guy who contacted me, actually Brett Hatley, formerly of the Bubba the Love Sponge show down in Florida. He contacted me to let me know that there's something exciting happening in Florida. Apparently, the person running for Senate or House, one or the other, U.S. Senator House in Florida, one of those people in Florida is a libertarian candidate who apparently is in a two-person race in the general election.
Yeah, it's one of the House races.
Yeah, so he's up against, I think, a Democrat or a Republican, one or the other. He's up against one of the other two parties, and people are all excited thinking that this guy's going to have a chance and that he's going to get in. Like, he's in a Republican district, and the Republican's not running, and he's up against a Democrat, and so they think he's going to run. Or, I'm sorry, it might be the reverse. But either way, he's in a two-person race. And I was in a situation like that in Florida as well, and it didn't work out. The Libertarian only got, like, 30% in a two-person race. So I wish him the best. I really hope it's going to work out. But there's just not much you can point to as far as libertarians being successful politically. However,
well, there was one county in Florida where enough libertarians got elected to the Soil and Water Board that they were able to abolish the board that they had all gotten elected to.
That's news. I hadn't heard about that.
Yeah, that happened probably 8-9 months ago.
Wow. Okay. I would have loved to have known more about that. That's fascinating. I'm sure the Florida government is shaking in their shoes as a result of that. And that's just it. In most places, the libertarians are just a sideshow. They're, you know, they're out there just trying their darndest to get on the ballot. And then once
on the ballot in Florida.
Yeah, well, once they expend all their resources on that, it's kind of hard to run a campaign up against big money Republicans and Democrats. So it's hard for the libertarians to get to make an impact politically. But at the very least, you could make the argument that libertarians, mostly due to Ron Paul, have kind of made an impact on the national scene. I mean, Ron Paul was someone who could not be ignored in the 2008 and 2012 presidential campaigns.
Right, and now more people are starting to question, well, if that's what they deem as libertarian, then maybe there's a little bit of that in me. And
it's true.
You know, like, a lot of people seem to have something that they feel particularly, driven to the same viewpoint as libertarians on. It's just one specific thing, and it's not as general. But I feel like because of Ron Paul, now a lot of people are more comfortable to say that. It's kind of like going to the family reunion and saying, like, oh, I'm an atheist. Like, all your relatives are going to be really concerned at that point and start giving you pieces of advice. If you say, I'm a libertarian at the dinner table, you know, then you get those awkward glances.
But it'll go better now than because of Ron Paul. Like, you're more likely, if you're sitting at the Thanksgiving table with the whole family, you're more likely to have, if it's a fairly large table with, let's say, 25 people at it, you're more likely somebody else sitting there will know who Ron Paul is and have a good feeling about Ron Paul. So I think that's something that's changed over the last decade. Having been involved with libertarian politics for many years, I started in the year 2000. So I've been at this for a decade and a half at this point. And I remember doing outreach back in the year 2000, going to the county fair, the gun shows, the gay and lesbian pride fest, and doing outreach to people. People didn't know what a libertarian was. They had, most of them, the super majority of them, never heard of the word libertarian, just the word, never heard of it. And then of those who had known what libertarian, of those who had heard of libertarian, the word, almost none of them knew what it meant. None of them, because I'd always ask, oh, you know, you've heard this? Well, how would you describe it? And the usual answer was, nobody had any clue. And I think that's changed. I think more people are aware generally of what libertarianism is, and I think Ron Paul's a big factor there. And so you're seeing kind of that pushback I was talking about. When you start having an impact, you start getting pushback. And Salon.com is pushing back. And outside of New Hampshire, the pushback's all intellectual. In New Hampshire, people get arrested and things like that for doing activism, and we're being targeted, and there's a lot more, like, real-life pushback. You know, we've had the house has been egged, things like that. But online, it's all discussions and intellectual stuff. So here's a story from Salon.com, who has been making a real point. Actually, excuse me, originally appearing on alternate.org. But anyway, Salon has been highlighting anti-libertarian articles for the last couple years. They must be feeling like libertarians are making an impact. They must be feeling like the ideas are on the rise because they feel like they have to target them. Because if you're not impactful, if your ideas aren't a challenge to the status quo, then nobody really has any reason to refute you. They don't have any reason to spend time on you. But if Salon is spending time debunking libertarian, or attempting to debunk libertarian arguments, or make us look crazy or stupid, then that means that the libertarians are doing something, that there's some level of threat out there, and I think that's important. This is the 7 strangest libertarian ideas, according to Richard Esko from Alternet. Number 1 on the list: parents should be allowed to let their children starve to death. And we'll get into the details on it here in moments. And we'll see how many of the crew in the studio here tonight agrees that parents should be allowed to let their children starve to death. We'll dig into that here. 855-450-FREE. And how do you feel? You're welcome to share that with us here on Free Talk Live. 855-450-3733 is the ProXBN toll-free line. This is Free Talk Live. Ross Ulbricht was arrested by the FBI in 2013 and charged with victimless crimes in relation to allegedly operating the Bitcoin-based Silk Road black market. He has been in a prison cell awaiting trial ever since. If he did it, he's a hero for making the black market a safer place. If he did not, he's a man wrongfully accused. Either way, if you love freedom and want to end the war on drugs, Ross and his family need your support. You can learn more and help fund his defense at FreeRoss.org. That's FreeRoss.org.
Wake up and smell the freedom. One of the easiest things you can do to help Liberty is to torrent Freedom Fiends episodes to help keep them drone-proof. You can set up your home computer to download and share Freedom Fiends archives over BitTorrent. You can even set up scheduling so it only shares while you're asleep or at work. Put your unused computing power to work and help keep the Freedom Fiends around well into the future. Simply go to freedomfiends.com and click on the Torrent Club link and learn how to torrent and share Freedom Fiends archives.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. What's the craziest thing you've heard a libertarian say? I mean, there's no doubt some libertarians have said some crazy stuff over time. So I can't blame certain salon/alternate writers for either hearing things that actually were said that were crazy by someone who's a libertarian, or misinterpreting things that were said that weren't so crazy but sounded like they might be crazy because they weren't said very effectively. That's all a possibility. We're going to get into the 7 strangest libertarian ideas, at least according to alternate.org's Richard Esko, here in moments. And I want to remind you about how to get a pound of free coffee, some of the best coffee out there, BuzzBox. You can go to coffee.freetalklive.com. It's 100% organic and top 1% grade Arabica, as well as shade grown. This is good coffee. In fact, the thing they really do that's special over at BuzzBox, because, you know, you can get a good coffee in a lot of different places, but you can't get a pound for free as long as you pay the shipping cost. You can do that at coffee.freetalklive.com. But something else they do is they give a portion of the purchase price to charity, essentially. And we actually had been working with World Vision, but there were some changes involved, and we've reselected a new charity. Some people didn't like that World Vision was kind of like this religious-based organization. Obviously, we have a lot of skeptics and atheists in our audience here at Free Talk Live, especially on the online audience. And so we're going to team up with Kiva, which is the first organization I'd ever heard of that was doing microloans.
Yes.
And so we're actually going to be taking some of the cut, I think it's like 5%, that BuzzBox will send back to us. We're going to be giving that to Kiva to fund microloans around the world. So BuzzBox works with groups like Free Talk Live and others to help promote charities and help people out all around the world, which is very exciting. So you can actually get that free pound of coffee and get on the auto-ship program at coffee.freetalklive.com. You just pay the shipping cost for that first pound, and it is free beyond that. The subscription, you can cancel that at any time. But once you get started at coffee.freetalklive.com, you get to kind of sculpt your own auto delivery system where you can decide how much coffee you want delivered at any moment. Maybe you need a pound. Maybe you need more than a pound. Or you can decide. You can also decide how often it's delivered. So you need a pound every 4 weeks, need a pound every 2 weeks. I don't know how fast you go through it. And they don't know either. That's why you tell them. Coffee.freetalklive.com. Go there and get your free pound today. Just, again, pay that shipping cost. The pound itself will cost you nothing. Coffee.freetalklive.com. The story from Salon.com. I want to read you their intro here first before we get into number one on these alleged 7 strangest libertarian ideas. Number one being parents should be allowed to let their children starve to death. But first, the intro from alternate.org. Few movements in the United States today harbor stranger political ideas than the self-proclaimed libertarians. The Rand Paul School of Libertarianism is at least as far outside the mainstream on the right as, say, a rather doctrinaire old-school form of Marxism-Leninism is on the left. And again, they're wrong right out the gate by using the term libertarian interchangeably with Rand Paul, or to suggest that there's a Rand Paul School of Libertarianism, as though he's got his own brand of libertarianism.
Right, well, I was just saying he turned against that name, didn't he?
He will not accept the term libertarian for himself.
Right. He won't accept the term for himself. Other people try to give the term to him and then say that everything he does somehow fits within libertarianism. So I would say that there might be a school of Rand Paul libertarianism, but Rand Paul ain't the headmaster of it.
Yeah, exactly. And this just shows how twisted the ideas of liberty can be. You get somebody out there like Rand Paul, a few people in the media call him a libertarian, all of a sudden everybody in the media is calling him a libertarian.
And then they also make the false assumption that libertarianism is somehow to the right,
mm-hmm.
when libertarian, and I had a program director a couple days ago that I was explaining the ideas about this show to.
Because you call radio stations to pitch Free Talk Live, and thank you for that.
And mentioned libertarian, and he didn't really understand. And I said, well, you know, we disagree with liberals as much as we agree with conservatives, and we disagree with conservatives as much as we agree with liberals. And he still kind of didn't understand it.
That doesn't really explain anything.
It doesn't, but you know, he was up.
It's showing equality, though.
Right. But he was just concerned that, you know,
one side or the other.
The owner of the station might hear us praising Obama. And I was like, no.
Definitely not.
We don't agree with Obama on very much at all. We also don't really agree with the Republicans on a lot either.
Yep.
Because libertarian, you know, it's what they call fiscally conservative, socially liberal.
Yeah, that's a decent way of a very short and fairly accurate way of describing libertarians. So back to the story here. The difference, he says, this is alternate.org. The difference is this. The mainstream media isn't telling us that we're in the middle of a Marxist-Leninist moment. Leninist politicians aren't being touted as serious presidential contenders. And all the media chatter we're hearing about a libertarian moment ignores the very harsh, extreme, and sometimes downright ugly ideas that are being disseminated under that banner. It's great to have allies like Rand Paul working alongside other Americans to defend our right to privacy, restrain the NSA, and reduce the military-industrial complex grip on foreign policy. It's possible to admire their political courage in these areas while at the same time recognizing that we may not care for the environment they inhabit. There's another reason to challenge libertarians on the extreme nature of their ideology. A number of them seem determined to drive competing ideas out of the free market of ideas, which isn't very libertarian of them. There has been a concerted effort to marginalize mainstream values, whatever that means, and ideas about everything from workers' rights to the role of government in national life. So by all means, let's have an open debate. Let's make sure that all ideas, no matter how unusual they may seem, are welcome for debate and consideration, but let's not allow any political movement to become a Trojan horse, one which is allowed to have a moment without ever telling us what it really represents. Obviously, not every self-proclaimed libertarian believes these ideas, but libertarianism is a space which nurtures them. Can the Republican Party really succeed by embracing this space? Why does the mainstream media treat libertarian ideas as somehow more legitimate than, say, the social welfare principles which guide Great Britain or Sweden? Here are seven of modern libertarianism's strangest and most extreme notions.
How?
So before we jump into this,
yes.
I know you have a question. Did you want to go first?
No, go ahead.
Okay, so I'm just thinking, they're asking, like, how are they viewing these libertarian points as more legitimate than, you know, policies that people practice overseas? But if you look, like, Europe is not doing that great, and neither is Russia or Africa, or any other country over there really besides China, and maybe Japan. But the thing is, like, free market principles work better, and that's what libertarianism advocates. So
it's also bunk to claim that people aren't on television advocating for nationalized health care. I mean, that's ridiculous. There are
right.
all kinds of people purporting that.
I'm curious how the author of this article is somehow under the delusion that mainstream media is somehow touting libertarian ideals.
Well, there have been some articles, I think it was a New York Times piece, right, which actually featured the Free State Project and the Porcupine Freedom Festival. There was some sort of New York Times article about the libertarian moment.
Well, they're labeling everything libertarianism.
Right, but they weren't touting our ideas. They were saying, here's some people that believe this.
They're trying to mislabel it.
Well, they don't like that. They don't like any of that. I mean, these people don't, the guy writing this article would prefer to not have any of those things happen. And there has been extra attention given in the mainstream media to libertarianism within the last half a decade. More coming up.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100. Commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. We'll take your calls. You may dial in toll free here. We've got the 7 strangest libertarian ideas, an article from alternet.org and Salon, reprinted over at salon.com. We'll get into that. We've actually not even scratched the surface of number one, which is that parents should be allowed to let their children starve to death. So we'll dig into that here in a moment. Also, if you need focus and are feeling fatigued and trying to get that extra edge when it counts, check out modafinil from modup.net. Studies show 1 in 5 students use this cognitive enhancer, offering multiple benefits, including a double-digit increase in short-term memory, fighting off fatigue, and greater focus overall so you can get things done. Businessmen are talking about modafinil from modup.net and how it's making the difference in their work and giving them the critical edge that they need. And over at modup.net, they make it affordable for everyone to take advantage of the benefits of modafinil by being 80 to 85% lower in price than the brand name. But don't mistake low prices for inferior quality. They ensure that purity and potency are consistent to that of the branded version at modup.net. Remember, Free Talk Live is an international radio show, and modup.net ships worldwide. It's your responsibility to know if local prescription requirements and laws apply. So check that out. Go to modup.net. And if you pay with Bitcoin, you'll save 33%. Plus, use code FTL, like Free Talk Live, and you'll get 10 free tablets with your order. So check it out at modup.net, world-class service for modafinil at a great price. And don't forget code FTL, modup, modup.net. Let's go to the phones first before we get into the story from Salon. Greg is in New York. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Ellen, and Daryl.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, Greg.
Hearing modup kind of makes me think of Barney Simpson. Modup, you know?
Barney who?
Sorry. It's from How I Met Your Mother.
I haven't seen it. Never watched it.
Never mind. Okay, Anyway, I used to call in the past and really talk about decentralizing organizations and stuff like that. And I just kind of wanted to talk about the other way, which is why things might be good to be centralized in some areas. And basically,
which areas?
So I think, in a nutshell, the role of government, and this is why I consider myself a minarchist. The role of government is basically to ensure that people's minimum expectations are met. So what I mean by that is, like, 2,000 years ago, people didn't expect that water would come to their house, or that they would have relative safety, let's say, within a certain area. Whereas, fast forward to now, we expect having the internet and having water and stuff like that. We expect education for our kids. We expect minimum health care and stuff like that. So
I don't know. I would say that in the Roman Empire 2,000 years ago, they did have running water. So people in certain parts of Rome would expect to have running water. In certain parts of Rome, they would expect to be protected from savages.
In certain parts, yeah. And aqueducts were public projects. So that's actually a good example of a public good. But, maybe Rome was not the best example. But certainly other societies didn't have water coming to their house. What I'm trying to say is that our expectations for everything from healthcare to education are rising every 100 years. They're constantly getting to the point where we wouldn't be happy living the way that a 14th century person would be living.
Well, I think that's kind of subjective. Some people might enjoy that. I mean, a lot of people that live in New Hampshire like the roughing it lifestyle, and I'm sure that people would adapt to it pretty quickly if it meant that they could live out their lives doing what they find enjoyable.
It
would take a lot of advancement away, sure. Like, there wouldn't be as great technology. Like, you probably couldn't use your cell phone anymore, but it would still be, a lot less stressful than what people are used to now.
Oh, I totally agree with that. I mean, there's a lot of people that would love to live out not necessarily in the wilderness, but out in nature. But at the same time, if you get some kind of infection, you do appreciate that you can go see, you can travel and go see a doctor who will maybe save your life.
Oh, sure.
Mm-hmm. Which has nothing to do with the government. But,
well,
okay.
That's what I'm trying to say, is that if everyone wants something, for example, access to basic health care like that, then it makes sense for everyone to collectively bargain for that thing, because just
economic. But that's not what happens with the government. I mean, with the government, you've got people who are politicians who do not have your best interests in mind. They have the best interests of the corporations and their paymasters, their controllers. They have their interests in mind. So the idea that you're using the government to somehow collectively bargain is ridiculous. And when you use the government to provide services, you're relying on a monopoly, which by definition is inefficient and in a lot of ways, and can be abusive. It's protectionist.
The government we have today is not a minimal government, first of all. And mm-hmm. When you have a monopoly, when you say it's inefficient, in this case, this is something called a monopsony, which is the opposite of a monopoly. It's basically one buyer. It's like a single buyer for healthcare, for example. And what happens is the single buyer can negotiate a better rate than if all the grandmas are competing against each other to get that same healthcare.
Well, that sounds like a fantasy. I mean, what is the evidence you have that when there's no competition that you can somehow negotiate a better rate?
Oh, that's basic economics. I mean, there's tons of evidence for this. For example, Medicare is much more efficient in terms of the prices it gets than pretty much every other insurance company in America.
What? Have you ever actually talked to doctors who accept Medicare?
That's the point. They're squeezed by Medicare.
Squeezed to the point where they have to make up the difference by charging cash clients more. So in a lot of cases, the Medicare won't even pay for the services that that the doctor is providing. And that's why more and more doctors, from what I understand, are considering and or are leaving accepting Medicare and even accepting insurance. in a lot of cases.
Right. There's a lot of problems with American healthcare, but if you look at the correlation, this is about as strong as it gets. All across the world, in every developed country except America, healthcare costs are much lower. And if you look at all of them, all developed countries in the world, they all have nationalized healthcare one way or the other.
And they all have incredibly long wait times for basic operations that in the U.S. you would wait maybe like a week. In Canada, you're waiting months.
In Canada, maybe, but if you look at other countries, there's actually some of them have much better outcomes than the U.S. Some of them have more doctors per person than the U.S. How is that possible if you're saying that it's much less efficient? In other words,
well, you're comparing one broken system to other broken systems, so it's inevitable that some things are going to be less broken than others about some of those portions of those systems. So I'm not a fan of the current system in the United States. I think it sucks. And if you want to become a doctor here, you've got to jump through a bunch of ridiculous hoops that have been put up by the American Medical Association that prevent competition, right, that prevent people from getting out there and offering services, prevent nurses who can do the same things in a lot of cases that doctors can, but they are not allowed to do those things unless there's a doctor present or something like that. So there's all kinds of rules that restrict the marketplace, restrict the supply of doctors here in the United States. We could have more doctors if there weren't as many rules that the government bureaucracy has put in front of them to prevent them from getting into business, and the AMA, which is a cartel, essentially, of the doctors.
Right,
and,
but if you think about it this way, it's really just an easy, quick solution to a problem that everybody has, which is how do you choose who to buy from, like which hospital you're going to go to. Like, you obviously you want the best care, and it's more reassuring if a hospital that you go to is like publicly funded by you know, Medicare or...
Is that more reassuring?
To a lot of
reassure
people,
me. To some people.
Because they're like, oh, this person's licensed, and look at all of these customers that they have. They must be okay. Because they don't want to take the time researching each individual doctor. Mm-hmm. They don't have time for that.
And if you're only comparing, you know, the per capita rate of doctors in one country to doctors in the U.S., the state of California, as I understand, has more lawyers per capita than anywhere else in the country, but that doesn't mean that the legal system in California is the best in the world.
No, no. Outcomes are, I agree. If outcomes were not better, then it wouldn't matter how many doctors.
But let me give you this one, Greg. Let's say that you're right about, let's say you can find some country that's got better numbers in a lot of different areas in healthcare, and it's doing the government healthcare thing, the one, the single payer, the universal healthcare, whatever you want to call it. And the United States, you know, is lacking behind that particular country. Without getting into the details on those things, I am not willing to put the ends in front of my means. I'm not willing to use violent means to get to those ends, even if those ends are more efficient. We can come back with more if you want. Hang on, Greg. 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
This is Mark Edge of Free Talk Live, and I've got something awesome to share with you. I've recently joined Liberty.me. It's an online city devoted to people who love liberty. Break free of the flame wars and bridge-dwelling denizens of Facebook. You deserve better. You deserve a friendly, ad-free social network where you can chat 24 hours a day with like-minded souls around the world. Attend live interactive classes with experts on economics, finance, politics, and money. Access a vast library of books and discuss them with your reading group. Better your life with exclusive self-help guides on investing, self-defense, homeschooling, security, healthcare, saving money, and starting a business. Become a libertarian luminary yourself and get paid in the process by publishing your works on Liberty.me. Get tipped via PayPal and Bitcoin.
The first step towards freedom is to invest in yourself. Start your free 30-day trial now at Liberty.me.
I love being a member of Liberty.me, and I think you will too. The first month is free. Sign up and say hello.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case. Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. We're here to take your calls about what you want. Talking about the Salon article, which, I'm sorry, it's actually originally from Alternet. Anyway, the article is The 7 Strangest Libertarian Ideas. We still have to get into that, but we've got Greg in New York. We're going to bring him back on to talk about some, you know, he's always got thoughtful ideas, and I think he's one of the better callers that we have here on Free Talk Live, talking about the idea of government health care versus the marketplace. So we'll talk more about that here in moments. And also, speaking of taking care of yourself, you can go and hook yourself up with some My Magic Mud over at MyMagicMud.com. And as I understand it, Daryl, have you started using the My Magic Mud?
I've used it a couple of times, and it definitely gives that dentist clean feel afterwards.
It's actually a tooth powder, which I've never experienced before, My Magic Mud. It's very interesting. It's a holistic remedy for your teeth that removes plaque and detoxifies the mouth of bacteria that can cause cavities, and the product gives you a dentist clean every time you use it and is gentle on the enamel. The ingredients in My Magic Mud are also used as dietary supplements, so not only is this an effective whitener, it's also safe to swallow. Now, My Magic Mud is a teeth whitening powder. It strengthens your teeth and promotes healthy gums, as well as reverses sensitivity and soothes any pain you might be dealing with. It was created by Jessica Armand. She's a liberty-loving homeschool mother of three. And you can go to MyMagicMud.com to learn more about it. You can also watch a video to get a little bit more info from Dr. Griffin Cole. He's a biological dentist, and he explains a lot of the benefits. Excuse me, I believe that's an interview that you can listen to at MyMagicMud.com. Anyway, it's very affordable, $25 for a jar of this stuff, and there's, I think, something like 150 uses per jar. So it's a heck of a deal. And it actually works. Like, people are seeing they're seeing a difference in their teeth. They're seeing it, their teeth getting whiter without having to use crazy chemicals and bleach and things like that. So check it out at MyMagicMud.com. All right, let's go back to Greg. He's in New York. And, Greg, you were talking about – we ended up getting off sort of on this healthcare subject, but you were also talking about the minimum role of the state. And I'd like to come back to that in a moment, so I don't want to lose track of the original thrust of what you were talking about. But when it comes to the healthcare discussion, it's easy to get lost in the weeds of all the statistics. So, for instance, you know, Daryl said that the universal healthcare it's slow. You've got to wait a lot of time in Canada. And then you said, well, that's not the case in all the countries. And then you pointed out that in some countries there's more doctors per person than in the United States. And, you know, there's all these statistics thrown out. Nobody really knows what the truth is. Who's got the right statistics? I don't know. And, of course, statistics can always be manipulated. So getting bogged down in all that is kind of pointless. To me, even if it's true what you're saying, even if it's true that there's some socialist country out there that's got a better system, and by the way, I think this system's terrible in the United States. It's a mostly government-operated system, a mostly government-funded system, and it's highly government-regulated. So what we don't have in the United States is a free market in healthcare, and we're nowhere even close to having a free market in healthcare. So, again, we're just comparing cancers, as far as I'm concerned, comparing these different healthcare systems. So my point is, in the ideal libertarian world, or a liberty-oriented world, the healthcare would not be provided by the state. It would not be a one-size-fits-all solution determined and dictated by some board of bureaucrats somewhere. It would be open marketplace, and there'd be all kinds of different options. You'd be able to price around, get good prices. Presumably, there'd be enough doctors available. And the thing is, even if a socialist country was doing it for less, was managing to outcompete the free marketplace, I still wouldn't support it because socialism is based on the threat of violence. You're forcing people to pay for a system that they may or may not value. And as long as there's force involved, I can't be on the side of it. I don't care if the results are better. And some will say that makes me a crazy ideologue, but I can't justify using force on my neighbors, and I don't see how you can.
No, and, you know, I feel the same way, but I think there's a lot of people that end up going to the hospital and expecting care because they're in pain and they deserve the help, but they can't afford to pay for their health care.
Mm-hmm. Well, and there's a law that's been on the books for years that says that a hospital or a doctor cannot refuse treatment if someone is there, whether the person can pay or not.
I don't think we need laws like that. I think that hospitals have charity wings. They're known for that in the past. Doctors have been known for donating their time. There's certain, like in the charity wings, doctors will frequently spend time there on their own volition because it's the right thing to do, and, you know, they want to help the community. I mean, so we don't need to twist people's arms and threaten them with jail cells in order to get people to do the right thing. But that's essentially the argument behind the state, Greg, and that's what you're supporting here, right, is the threat of force.
First of all, I want to say thanks for the kudos about the caller thing. I really enjoy calling as well. And listen, I think there's two different conversations whenever I call in that we just have to be aware that there are two different conversations. One is about outcomes and what actually might produce a better result in reality, having been tried. And another is about principles. And like you said, even if it produces better outcomes, it may not appeal to you to live in such a society, even if the outcomes are better for most people.
Yeah, I mean, I can go down and get a good outcome by putting a gun to a bank teller's head and get several thousand dollars out of their teller tray. I mean, that's a,
I'm talking
good,
about a good outcome for everybody, obviously. Right,
but
that's debatable if that's a good. Anyway, so my point is, you know, it's kind of a little bit like if you're in the software world, if any of your listeners know about software, there's the free software movement, which was the original thing that basically they invented the GNU Linux and stuff like that. And then there's Linux, invented by Linus Torvalds, who didn't care about this, and the open source movement, which is different. It cares more about it doesn't care about the principle necessarily of being free. It cares about the practicality of open source and the fact that you can look at the source. And so it doesn't necessarily even force you to make your derivative software free. And basically open
source. But in neither... Hold on. In neither one of those instances is anyone being forced to use those softwares or use those operating systems.
I agree. But the relevant thing here is not that nobody's being forced. In either one, nobody's being forced. But it's whether you care about principles or whether you care about outcomes. And for my part, What I'm
as long as there's no force, it doesn't matter. But as soon as you say that you want to kill somebody or have somebody thrown in a cage for not paying taxes or not paying for the services that you think are needed, then it does come down to force.
Greg, of course you don't want to kill anybody. Everybody who supports the government will say they don't want to kill anybody. And it's certainly true that the police will try to avoid killing you first. They'll certainly try to tase you and beat you. Before they'll kill you in a lot of cases. But ultimately, behind every government program is the force of a cage or a gun or a club or something like that.
Yes,
and you may
and
not be
that.
The one employing those violent tools, but there will be men who will do that, and you won't be the one asking them to, but ultimately the supporting of these government programs is essentially aligning yourself with the threat of violence against people, and it's not okay.
I understand what you're saying, and just in the interest of time, you're focusing on the end where the tax man cometh and then he sendeth the police officer after you. Yes, but look at the other end where the guy got bit in the wilderness and now he needs to go to the hospital. He has no money to pay because he's been in the wilderness for all this time. Does he have a right to health care?
Ask for help. No, he does not have a right to health care. But people should help. People who care about others should help. And I think there's a lot of human beings who care about others. I'm sorry?
So the law you talked about in 1985, in the 80s, there was a COBRA law, and an omnibus bill said that because there was few high-profile cases where patients were turned away at hospitals for inability to pay, and by the time they arrived at another hospital, they died. And so the bill was basically because it wasn't the hospital that should front necessarily that doctor or that time to help this person. Those resources should be figured out down the line. By the society. But I'm talking about the minimum, the basics. I'm not talking about letting the guy do plastic surgery on himself. Just the basic thing to say.
It doesn't matter, man. It doesn't matter what the minimums and the basics are. As long as you're threatening people with violence to fund your minimums, it's inherently immoral to me. It's not okay to go around and put guns in people's faces, and even if you're going to use the money to help your grandma who's sick, you know, it's not okay. What's okay is to ask for help. What's okay is to request, to persuade, to cajole.
No, but of who? There's two ends of this. One is the police officer who threatens the deadbeat, the guy who doesn't pay taxes. Sure, fine. But on the other end, there's a guy dying in a hospital because he got turned away because the hospital didn't have the resources to help.
So open a hospital that doesn't turn anyone away and let the hospital that turns people away have a terrible reputation and let them lose in the marketplace rather than using violence to try to force them to do business in the way that you
want. Provides health care to people that can't afford all the time.
The Shriners.
That's what they do.
The Shriners do burn care for burn victims. Great. Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you.
Yeah, and the same thing could happen at a local scale, except for all the regulations that are in place.
That's true. Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. You can take control here. You can share your thoughts on the health care system or whatever's on your mind. Still to come, the seven strangest, according to Salon and Alternet, libertarian ideas. We'll dig in moments on Free Talk Live.
At the Home Depot, buy one or more pallets of GAF Royal Sovereign 3-tab shingles and save up to 20%. Let's raise the roof, but lower the cost with bulk pricing on GAF, America's number one shingle, featuring advanced protection technology. This is worth shouting from the rooftops. Let's do this. Up to 20% off one or more pallets of select GAF shingles. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through September 17th, U.S. only. See store for details.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom. And with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
September is National Preparedness Month, so make it a September to remember by getting your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. On sale this month, our 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit. You'll get one number 10 can each of high-quality Mountain House Chicken Stew, Vegetable Stew with Beef, Pilot Crackers, plus the highest quality dehydrated ABC Stew. Butter and Potatoes for a total of 160 one-half cup servings. Retail value $161.41, but not this month. The Freeze Dry Guy offers the 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit for only $123. $23.93. Save over $37. Plenty of protein, veggies, carbs for energy, and tasty, hearty, storable food with a shelf life of over 25 years. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the National Preparedness Month sale ends September 30th from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.